Hello there, young dreamers and future tech wizards. This is Anna, and I'm so excited to share a special bedtime story with you tonight. Before we begin our magical adventure into the world of computers and artificial intelligence, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Black Girl AI Storybook. We believe that every one of you has the power to shape the future of technology, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're bringing you these stories, to spark your imagination, fuel your curiosity, and show you just how amazing the world of tech can be. Tonight's story is called Zara's Magical Computer Adventure. So, get cozy, snuggle up with your favorite stuffed animal, and let's journey together into a world where anything is possible with the power of technology and imagination. Are you ready? Then let's begin our story. Once upon a time, in a cozy little house at the end of Sunflower Street, there lived a bright-eyed girl named Zara. Zara loved to explore and learn new things, especially about computers and technology. Her favorite toy was an old tablet her mom had given her, which she used to play educational games and watch fun videos about science. One night, as Zara was getting ready for bed, she noticed something strange. Her tablet was glowing much brighter than usual, and it seemed to be vibrating. Curious. She tapped the screen, and suddenly, a swirl of colorful lights burst out, surrounding her like a tornado of rainbows. When the lights faded, Zara found herself in a magical world unlike anything she'd ever seen. The ground was made of shimmering circuit boards, and instead of trees, there were tall towers of keyboards and monitors. Rivers of glowing data flowed between the towers, and in the sky, fluffy clouds shaped like ones and zeros floated by. "Welcome to Computopia," a cheerful voice called out. Zara turned to see a smiling robot with big, friendly eyes. "I'm Byte, your guide to this wonderful world of technology." Zara's eyes widened with excitement. "Wow! Where am I? What is this place?" Byte explained, "Computopia is the world inside all computers and devices. It's where all the magic happens when you use your tablet or computer. Would you like a tour?" Zara nodded eagerly, and off they went on their adventure. They visited the Memory Mountains, where all the information in computers is stored. Zara giggled as she saw tiny workers, called bits, organizing photos, videos, and documents on giant shelves. Next, they zoomed through the processor planes, where Zara watched in awe as lightning-fast calculations zipped by, solving complex problems in the blink of an eye. As they walked along the software sea, Zara saw boats of all shapes and sizes, each representing a different app or program. "Look," she exclaimed, pointing to a familiar-looking ship. "That looks just like my favorite game." Byte nodded, "That's right. Every program you use has its own special place here in Computopia." Their next stop was the most exciting of all, the Artificial Intelligence Amusement Park. Here, Zara saw amazing attractions that showed how computers could learn and think almost like humans. At the Pattern Paradise ride, Zara watched as a computer quickly learned to recognize pictures of different animals. In the Language Labyrinth, she heard computers translating languages faster than she could blink. But Zara's favorite part was the Creative Canvas, where AI helpers were assisting artists, writers, and musicians to create beautiful works of art. She even got to help an AI paint a picture of a unicorn riding a rocket ship. As they explored, Byte explained how artificial intelligence works. AI is like giving computers a super smart brain, Byte said. We teach them lots of information, and then they can use that knowledge to help solve problems, create new things, or even have conversations. Zara's eyes sparkled with wonder. That's amazing. Can I learn how to make AI too? Of course, Byte replied. Anyone can learn about AI and help create the future of technology. It just takes curiosity, creativity, and a willingness to learn, all things you have plenty of, Zara. As their adventure came to an end, Byte had one last surprise. They visited the Dreams and Innovations castle, where Zara saw holograms of all the incredible things AI might help create in the future, flying cars, robots that could help around the house, and even machines that could help doctors cure diseases. Wow, Zara whispered in awe. I want to help make all of these amazing things come true. Byte smiled warmly. You can, Zara. The future of technology needs bright minds like yours. Keep learning, keep exploring, and keep dreaming big. With a final twirl of lights, Zara found herself back in her bedroom, tucked snugly in her bed. Her tablet sat on her nightstand, looking normal once again. But now, when Zara looked at it, she didn't just see a screen, she saw a whole world of possibilities. As she drifted off to sleep, Zara dreamed of all the wonderful things she might create one day. In her dreams, she built robots to help people, programmed games that taught important lessons, and created AIs that could solve big problems to make the world a better place. From that night on, every time Zara used a computer or saw something high-tech, she remembered her magical adventure in Computopia. And she knew that with imagination, hard work, and the power of technology, she could do anything she set her mind to. The end.